Many are getting weak. Many are failing. And many have fallen in their faith. Learn how to become an overcomer in this end time through the anointed teachings of Pastor Ebenezer Okonifa. Pastor Ebenezer Okonifa is an emerging voice and a leader in this end time movement of faith. His message centers on faith, the Holy Spirit, and the realities of the new creation in Christ. He is a senior pastor of Overcomers Nation Church and president of Ebenezer Okonifa Ministries in Accra, Ghana. Become inspired, empowered, and enlightened as you listen to the life-transforming message of God's Word through His special servant. And now, today's message.
Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Just wave your hands before the Lord. Close your eyes and just begin to worship the Lord. Just begin to bless the Lord right now. Just for the next 30 seconds, just begin to say something lovely to the Lord. Just say something lovely to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord right now. Just speak to the Lord. Tell the Lord that, Lord, today minister to me. Let me see your glory today. In the name of Jesus. Tell the Lord something now. Lift up your voice, everybody. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. Talk to the Lord. Let your voice arise. Let your voice arise. Let your voice arise. Shabalaba limantose. Repatona nagada. Yelaba sun telebrediga. Mento paliza brandeketea. Li palaba son televiga. Ran tulebe shantia labanga doshe. Mendelevi palaba son pelediga. Ran dilibikun shapa. Liba lebedea. Mandelebelebelebe konzo bradibadaya. Everybody pray in the spirit right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shabalabalabalaba. Lebelebelebea. Lepelebelebelebe. Rondo lobelebosha. Mandelebele. Rabba Libanda, Lepelebelebe, Robush, Lepeneme, Lapalia, Lepelebe, Lepalia, Apam delebelebe, Lepondo Lobaboy, Ipalababa, Lepe Laba, Ashabalabalaba, Lepelebea, Apendelebelebe, Lapania, Epelebelebe, Rapandalaba, Ipalababa, Lependelebe, Apelebe, Robush, Apadia, Ipalababa, Liman delebea, Apendelebe, Rabasunta, Lepal. Lebranica, Ipelebe la Basunta, Ipelebe Zabrandia, Rebelebe Shabalaba, Ipalababa, Lepandorobosha, Ipelebe Rabasunta Labaya, Lepelebe Rabadaya, Ipelebe Rabadaya, Ipelebe Rabadaya, Ashapalabalaba, Ipalababa, Lapanda, Lepelebe Shabalabalaba, Ipalababa, Lipa Shandia, Lekotobalaya, Mampelebe. Shabalabalaba, Mandelebe Roboya, Ipalababa, Lepantolobo Shataya, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Lift up your right hand and say, Father.
Father.
Say in the name of Jesus,
I declare
my heart is open,
my mind is
ready to receive with humility the word of God that can change my life. Say this morning, I will hear from you, Lord, and my life will be greatly impacted. Say, Lord, I am ready for my next level. By your word, take me to my next level in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a big amen and give a clap offering to the Lord. Give a clap offering to the Lord. Give a clap offering to the Lord. Basha bala ba 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 bash. Lebe 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 kadosh. Hallelujah. God bless you. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think there's a problem with this one. So those of us who are here, kindly let us bear. But remember, the Bible says that in the heat of the day, Abraham was sitting at the entrance of the tent. You two are just at the entrance. Are you understanding me? All the doors are on this side. So, and the Bible says that was the day he encountered the Lord physically. Somebody say physically. Today you have a physical encounter with the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give a clap of praise to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, last week I started sharing with us on a message. I didn't even give a title to. Somebody asked me later that, Papa, what was the title of the message last week? Praise God forevermore. And it was a confluence of messages. Praise God. It was several things being said. One of them was about bearing fruits. bearing fruit. And then I also spoke a little about what kind of Christian are you, or what kind of member, church member, or child of God are you. When we come to the house of the Lord, there are things that we need to understand. There are positions that we need to take. When you come to church, what category of member are you? What category of church member? What category, what kind of Christian are you? Praise God forevermore. And depending on the kind of Christian you are, we can either determine whether you are going to survive, whether you are going to do well, or you are going to give up along the line. Jesus spoke about four different kinds of soils that a sower, when he was sowing seed, planted upon. And the end result is written there. We see it in Matthew chapter 13. We see it in the book of Luke chapter number 8. Praise God forevermore. And all of them tell us or give us an idea of the kind of member that you are. But at the end of the day, the best kind of member, or the best kind of Christian, according to the Bible, is one that bears fruits. In the book of John chapter number 15, Jesus said that you have not chosen me, I have chosen you, and I have ordained you that you bear fruits. I have programmed you that you bear fruit, and that your fruit shall remain. So in the program of God, for the people who are selected by him, one of the signs, one of the evidences that you are one of the people that God has called, one of the most important things you need to give your life to is that you are supposed to bear fruit. Is that you are supposed to bear fruit, and your fruit should remain. In other words, when you come to the house of God, there should be evidences of your presence in the house of God. Nobody came here just by chance. Everybody was invited here by somebody. So it means that as a part of the family, you are the fruit of somebody's efforts. Are we together? And maybe it could be your brother, it could be your sister, it could be your friend, it could be somebody you met on the street who was preaching the gospel to you. But all of us, we are here because somebody took the initiative of inviting us. Somebody decided that, no, I will not allow my brother, I will not allow my sister just to be where he is, just to be where she is, but I'm going to take the initiative of bearing her as my fruit. So it could be through prayer, it could be through evangelism, it could be through visitation. But all of us are the product of something that somebody has done. Now the question is the work of God going to end with you? Is the program of God of reaching to the world going to end with you? And it will end with you if you don't also bear fruits. John chapter 15 verse number 16. He said, you have not chosen me. Jesus said, you that you are working with me, don't think that you are the one who selected me. There are some people who come to church and they think that, oh, I came to church by myself. Oh, nobody invited me. No, nobody can come to the Father except by me, Jesus said. And said, no one can come unto me except my Father has brought him unto me. So every one of us, we are brought by somebody. Apart from the physical people that we are talking about, we are brought because God, the Holy Spirit, is the one who brought us to church. Is the one who brought us into the house of God. So he reiterates the fact. He makes it him. He wants us to have that understanding. You have not chosen me. Lift up your right hand. Say, I'm not the one who chose God. God chose me. So we are chosen by God. We are selected by God. When he selected us, what does he want us to do? He said that, and I ordained you that you should go and bring fruit, or bring forth fruit. So every one of us, whether your name is Esther, whether your name is Joseph, whether your name is Loretta, no matter the spelling of the Loretta, he said that he has chosen you and he wants you to bring forth fruit. What kind of fruit are you bearing? Are you bearing any fruit at all? Are you bearing any fruit at all? In fact, even the sad part is, there are even some who even drive away or push away fruit that other people have born. Somebody invites somebody to come to church. The person comes to church, loves the church, loves the word of God, loves Jesus, loves the man of God. And all of a sudden you, because maybe you don't like something about the person, becomes a form of a temptation for that person. And your aim is that you are going to drive the person away. Unfortunately, that becomes the story of some Christians or some of the children of God. But the Bible is not saying that we should kill fruit. The Bible says we should bear fruit. What fruit have you brought to the house of God? What fruit have you brought into the kingdom? Until you are bearing fruit, you have no future in eternity. The Bible says, they that turn many to righteousness. Did you see that? They that turn many to righteousness, they shall shine like stars in the firmament forever. In eternity, anything that you are doing over here, it is because of the product in eternity. Whatever we are doing on this earth, we are talking about Dankwa eternity. There's a place, a realm that God wants to send us to, or that we are going to, and it's based on what we are doing right here physically on this earth. What are you doing that is going to bear fruit for you in eternity? When we come to the Lord, we must understand these things. You see, coming to church is not just about coming to receive an advice for your life. In fact, it's not even just about coming to receive a healing or miracle. Even it's not even about coming to get some power so that you will work miracles. But at the end of the day, whatever you receive, is it going to bring another person to the Lord? Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, he said, they that be wise shall shine as what? Shall as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness. Who have you turned to righteousness? Who have you turned to righteousness? Or rather, you are turning people away from righteousness. What kind of Christian are you? What kind of child of God are you? He said, they that turn many to righteousness, they shall shine as stars forever and ever. So, whatever you do on this earth now, whatever you do with your life now, it is not just the real reward. The real value will not be seen now. The real value, the real reward of our actions will not be seen now. Even when we are committing sins or doing things that are not right in the sight of God, the real value is not what we see today. The Bible tells us about hell and the lake of fire. And he says that it is forever and ever, forever pain, that forever burning, for it is forever and ever and ever. So, and that is no experience whilst we are here on this earth. Sometimes people commit certain sins, and because it looks as though nobody has seen it, nobody is talking about it, nobody has, and so we say, it is, no. Whatever it is, whatever you do, you repent from it. And then you refuse to go back there. But if you think that because nobody has seen you, the real weight of it, the real value of it, will be seen in eternity. Glory to Jesus Christ. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, come on, I'm talking to you. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, what kind of Christian are you? What kind of Christian are you? Last week we spoke about bearing fruits. What decision did you make towards that? And when you are coming to church today, what did you do? I want us to study something from the book of Acts chapter number 8. Acts chapter number 8, you open quickly to the verse number 26. We are going to read straight to the verse number 39. And I want to trust God to bring out some points. If we want to bear fruit as Christians, what are we supposed to do? The Bible says, and the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip. Philip was was an evangelist, one of the disciples of Jesus, who was functioning in the book of Acts back in Jerusalem, and God used him even in Samaria. So when you read from the verse number 1, you see that Philip went to preach in Samaria. And when he went to preach to the Samaritans, they gave their lives to the Lord. There was a lot of healings, a lot of miracles, a lot of deliverances. In fact, the impact was so great that they had to send for Peter and John to come there, to come and help in the work over there in Samaria. And so after the work had gone on, Philip had won so many souls to the Lord. The angel of the Lord, but he is talking about the Holy Spirit. He said he spoke to Philip saying that he should rise and go towards the south unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is the desert. The Bible says in the verse number 27, and Philip listened, and he arose, and he went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, and the Candace, queen of the Ethiopian, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Now, so the Bible is talking about this great man who was an Ethiopian eunuch, and he came to Jerusalem to come and worship. You know, there are some people, they hear about certain religions, and they don't understand everything about it, but they feel the attack in their spirit. And so the Ethiopian eunuch was one such person. He came all the way from Ethiopia and he came to Jerusalem. Why? Because he wanted to come and worship God. The Bible says that when he was going, he was sitting in his chariot. And whilst he was going, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Philip all the way from Samaria and said, go towards Gaza. And when you go, I will show you something. When he went there, he saw this Ethiopian eunuch. He saw this Ethiopian eunuch who was returning from Jerusalem after he had gone to worship. The Bible says that whilst he was returning, he was sitting in his chariot and he was reading the book of Isaiah. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. The Bible says, then the Spirit of the Lord said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Tell somebody, join this chariot. He told Philip that there's somebody in the chariot. He took him to the chariot, and in the chariot he saw that there was a man of great authority. He was like the finance minister of the queen of Ethiopia, and this man was sitting in the chariot. A chariot is like a carriage which is driven or which is pulled by a horse. So he was sitting in the carriage behind the horse, and he was reading from the book of Isaiah, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Philip. Can I ask you a question? Can the Spirit of the Lord speak to you? Look at the testimony of our sister. She said that when she was walking, she heard a voice that turned around. Because if she hadn't turned, that friend of hers would have fallen and we don't know what would have happened to her. But she was sensitive enough to hear the voice of God. Can the Holy Spirit speak to you? When the Holy Spirit wants to move in a particular place, wants to touch somebody, wants to make an impact in somebody's life, are you a candidate that can be used by God? That tells you the quality of your Christianity. Christianity is not about wearing nice clothes and coming to church to come and sit in amongst people, and then you are listening to the word of God. No, Christianity is about how much you can have contact with the Holy Spirit. Your relationship with the Holy Spirit. How much are you sensitive to His voice? He said, he spoke to Philip and he said, go near this chariot and join yourself to this chariot. The Holy Spirit was literally directing Philip on what to do. Why? Because there was somebody inside the chariot that he needed to reach to. Who in your family can God trust to speak to you to reach to that person? Listen, can I tell you something? If God cannot use you to touch a life, God has never spoken to you that go and preach the gospel to this person, or go and share the message with this person, or reach out to somebody. Your Christianity has no value. Your Christianity has no value. The value of your Christianity is very low because God cannot even speak to you. He's not able to communicate to you at that level. The relationship is so weak that every time it is just about, oh God, what can you give me? What can you give me? What can you give me? No. But Christianity is bigger and deeper than that. And unfortunately, we are losing that impact in Christ. We are losing that impact in the church. We can go a whole day, a whole week, a whole month, and we have not preached the gospel. And all the time we have seen our old friends, and we are flirting with them and laughing, and we are okay. We don't feel there's something wrong. We think it is okay. It is not okay. Tell somebody it is not okay. Look, who have you spoken to this week? Who can you say that the Holy Spirit spoke to your hand that invite that person to church? Invite that person to come to the Lord. And you say you also have the Holy Spirit. One day when we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, and then we are in the line, and then Philip also comes, what account are we going to give? What account are we going to give? Come on, I ask yourself this question. What account are we going to give? Are you going to be comparable to somebody like Philip who can hear from the Holy Spirit that go and join this chariot? Go and join this area. You went to the transport station. You wanted to pick the blue car. And then Holy Ghost said, don't sit in that blue car. Go and sit in the yellow car. There's somebody that is sitting in the yellow car. Can you have that encounter? Can you have that experience? Or you wake up every day
And your Christianity is, they call keke, I'm going keke. No spirituality. You cannot sense anything. Holy Ghost has not spoken to you about anybody. You have not shared, there's no desire. There's something wrong with your heart. There's something wrong with your heart. I've not grown. You see, you have not grown because you don't want to grow. How long have you been coming to church? How long have you been experiencing the power of the Holy Ghost? How long have you been hearing the word of God? And you up till today, your passions are for worldly things. Your passions are not for the things of Christ. The Bible says, love not the world. He said that he that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in such a person. For what those things which are of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Those are the things that you desire. There's something wrong with your Christianity. Today God wants somebody's heart to turn. He said, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you. From last week, God has been reminding us of this scripture. Are you thinking about it? He has been reminding us of this scripture. Hey, I chose you and I ordained you that you should go out and bring forth fruits. You should go and bring forth fruits. Have you gone out at all? Have you gone out at all? What is the value of our Christianity? What is the value of our Christianity? World over. You can see Mama Pat, she's holding her palm because world over. Today is Palm Sunday. Is it Palm Sunday? That's why we say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Yahweh Shong. Money by Yehovah, money by Yehovah. You see, it's funny, but you see, those days, I used to be in a spiritual church in Dakuman, and you see, we'll be going out on the street, and we'll be having our palm fronds, Hosanna, and you see, that's what the children, that's what we like, because we're sleeping when we go to the church, and they are preaching, we'll be sleeping, so it is when we are going for the exercise like that, that is what we love. But see, the value of it is not even about the thinking, but for others to see that there's somebody called Jesus Christ. That is why we go out there. The palm is not about a palm for entertainment. It's to tell us that there's somebody who is the tree of life to us. That is Jesus Christ. That is Jesus Christ. We cannot say we are celebrating Jesus or we are celebrating Palm Sunday without having thought about who and why Jesus saved us and what we are doing about it. What we are doing about it. Who have you reached out to this week? Who have you prayed for that God, let this person come and know you? What kind of Christian are you? He was returning and sitting in his chariot. And the Spirit of God said to Philip, go and join this chariot. Today I have come by the Spirit of God, come and tell somebody that God wants you to join this chariot of soul winning. God wants you to join this chariot of telling people to righteousness. God wants you to join this chariot. Are you ready to join this chariot? Are you ready to join this chariot? And it is not because Philip said, I am tired of walking. Because the Holy Ghost could cause him to appear and disappear. But it was because there's somebody in the chariot. Some of us, the schools I went to, it's funny. Sometimes we get certain opportunities. We get opportunities to go and work at certain places. We get opportunities to be among certain people. I remember when I was going to do my doctorate, I was asking the Lord, you have called me into ministry. And the doctorate I'm going to do is not even about theology or divinity, but it is about pharmacy. What am I going to do all of this? Because what am I going to really use it for? Well, I don't have dreams of going to pursue to become a pharmacist in a hospital somewhere. Why am I going to do waste my time doing this for 2 years and do exams and exams is not easy. Learn hard, midnight, I'm awake, I'm reading notes. What is the value of all of this? He said that no, it is not about the books that you are going to read. It is about the people that you are going to meet. Because there's somebody that I want to use you to be a blessing to. And I thank God that when I went to do this, there were people that, by the grace of God, because of the encounter that we had, some of them got healed. Some of them had a change of mind. Some of them received hope. I remember one time when we had finished writing an exam, an elderly man came. He came to shake me and said, "Hey, Reverend, God bless you. I think your prayers are really working. Because me, I have high blood pressure. And I know myself, under such strenuous condition, you feel my heart beating, but I've not even taken my BP medication. And as I was sitting behind the exam paper, I still felt okay. And the thought came to me that, Reverend's prayers are working for us. I'll be there, and somebody will send me a message after a study group meeting, and they say that, Reverend, if you are here, then pray for us. And then somebody will send me, say, Reverend, the prayer that you prayed, it was, because some, I pray prophetically. Said that the things that you said, those were issues that affected me. Thank you. Now I have hope. You see, what am I trying to let you understand? The reason why he put me in that class wasn't necessarily about becoming a doctor of pharmacy. The reason was because there were people that he wanted me to encounter. There were people who wanted me to touch their lives, to bring them to the house of God, to let them know that God is alive, to let them know that Jesus is alive, to let them know that their lives must be lived on the plane of God. Unfortunately, some Christians, we come to church, we pray, God, give me opportunity to go to school, give me opportunity to get a job. We get a job and the job becomes our God. The school becomes our God. It's as though now our focus has turned. We are not even able to pull people to the Lord. We are not even able to focus on the things of God anymore. And all the time, we are so engrossed in the things that we are involved in. But you see, it is not about what you are involved in. It's about the people that are in there. Turning them to the Lord. Can I submit to you something over here? If there's nobody in your school, in your workplace, in whichever area that you are connected to, who God has used you to turn to the Lord, and more even especially brought that person to church to be a part of your church, then you are missing out on something. If we continue on reading from verse 29 to the verse number 39, by the time Philip had finished speaking to the Ethiopian eunuch in the chariot, the Ethiopian eunuch said, there's a river over here. This message you are sharing about Jesus Christ, if indeed it is true, then baptize me. Let me be born again. Because the message you have preached has touched my heart. Whose heart have you touched in your chariot? Every one of us, we're in a chariot too. Every one of us, we're in a chariot. You, which school are you in? Accra Poly? Which school are you? Have you in a school or you have finished the school? Me, madam. So which school are you in? Get out of here. Jeez, went to a certain school. Mommy, which school are you in? Hairdressing school. There are people there. Which school are you in? Ben's repairing school. Now this man is not a master. Which master are you in? An electrician. There are people, and all of us are, listen, I'm just trying, and do you realize that in every one of them, all of them, there are people that we meet. Are there people in it? The work that you are doing is a chariot. It's a chariot that contains certain people. It contains certain people, and you are supposed to reach out to those people. That work colleague is not a work colleague. It's actually a soul that you are supposed to reach. You know, as I've said this, because maybe somebody over here, you are fighting giddy with our colleague. Because, time we need, so time we need, it's me time we need. I used to go ahead and come in. But every as I, and I was watching. So, after today, you who are fighting with your colleagues, how will you go and preach to them now? How will you go and preach to them now? Go and kill that fire, because because God wants to use you to touch them and bring them to Him. Are we together? Somebody will be saying, why is the church not growing? Why are you not also inviting people to church? Why are you not preaching to people? Who are you following up on to be a part of the house, the body of Christ? Who are you pushing? Like, for instance, we are here, you can see some seats are empty. Who is in your mind that, this person should have been sitting on these seats? And the person should have been here because of me. The person, let me tell you something. You see, this work is not an easy work. That's why God did not make it for only the pastors. Sometimes, even as I'm preaching right now, what I'm preaching, am I giving you good advice? Am I sharing the word of God with you? But somebody may be offended in what I'm saying. And I'm telling you the truth, because sometimes some people come and tell me, I said something. Me too, I believed I was saying it by the Spirit of God. The person took offense. The person was offended. And you see, if you offend this sister, it's not that bad, because maybe I can go and talk to her and then she will change her mind. But what if I'm the one who I offended? I don't know whether you are getting me. It becomes serious. Well, now who is going to talk for me? Because I'm like the head of the church. Are you understanding me? But Satan uses all of those avenues. So that is why every one of us must get on board. Every one of us must get involved. And somebody may wonder that, why is some... Listen, every church, some people will leave and some people will also come. There's no church that there's everybody who started the church has been there from the start. No, there's no church. Either some will leave because of offense, some to maybe have to travel somewhere, some because of work, one reason or the other. People will leave, but you see, people will also come. But you see, for the dynamic to be a positive one, the people who God has established that they should be there, the question is, what are they doing whilst they are there? Are you understanding me? The people that God has given for the blessing of the ministry, what are we doing? He said, you are not the one who selected me. I selected you. And I selected you that you may what? Bring forth fruits. And how do you bring forth fruits? You join that chariot. Because there is a certain Enoch in the chariot who needs to be baptized. And it is only when you join the chariots, God is calling all of us to join the chariot of soul winning, of turning people to the Lord. God wants us to draw them unto Him. And we must join that chariot. I want to propose to you a number of ways by which you can join this chariot. How many of us are ready to join the chariot that God is asking us to join? How many of us are ready that we believe that God wants us to reach to certain people? How many of us know that? And you believe that you are ready. How do we join that chariot? Number one, personal one-on-one evangelism. If you read Luke chapter 10 verse number 1, in fact you read Luke chapter 9 verse 1 also, you see that Jesus sent his disciples 2 by 2 for personal evangelism. Personal evangelism is biblical. If you are a child of God and you have not reached out to souls, you have not shared the gospel one-on-one with anybody before, you are not living the Bible life. Use the chapter 10 version for me. He sent them out 2 by 2 to go into the cities before which he himself was going to go to. And that was what? One-on-one evangelism. Some of us, whenever we say we are going for evangelism, you have never joined for us to go for one-on-one evangelism before. And maybe if you are not even coming and you are doing it on your own, it's fine. But you see, Christianity is a life that is to be lived. I remember one dear sister, I took her somewhere and she told me that, Pastor, this is the first time I've gone for evangelism before. And she's been a Christian for many years. But you see, we must get join that chariot through one-on-one evangelism. Peter, Philip, Ananias, they were directed by the Holy Spirit to get involved in house-to-house evangelism. Acts chapter 10 verse 19 to 21. You see Peter going, Jesus said, go to that house and go and preach to that family. Acts chapter 8 verse 26 to 29. You see Philip, it was one-on-one evangelism. He and the Ethiopian eunuch, it was one-on-one evangelism. Listen, your Christianity must be complete. Who have you spoken to individually before? Ananias, God sent him to go and preach one-on-one in Damascus to Saul. And Saul became one of the greatest apostles of all time. Why? Because somebody reached the person one-on-one. One-on-one. It is not everybody who gets saved when we come to church like this. It is not only the pastor who will make an altar call. It is not only crusades that God used to save people. But one-on-one evangelism. For instance, as we are going for Risen Jesus convention during our Easter season, we are saying that, for me, I don't see why we come to church during Easter and then come and then, you see, some place becomes like fundraising opportunity. Fundraising opportunity. Easter is about the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What is the value of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ if nobody hears about Jesus Christ? Are you understanding me? It's not just for us to come and sit in church and then remember what. In fact, the word Easter is not even in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. So if we want to commemorate something, it is about going out there and telling the people why he came to die. And how his resurrection is bringing them justification. So if you go through this Easter, my brothers, my sisters, and you, your life does not reach out with the gospel to anybody, What did you celebrate? I'm trusting God that God will turn this church into a soul winning church. A church where our focus is on soul winning. Anytime there's a call for soul winning, every one of us must come in our numbers, because that is the most valuable thing for eternity. Everything that we do, our faith, seed sowing, most of the time they have impact only on us whilst we are here. But soul winning is guaranteed that in eternity we will get results and value. Soul winning. When you sow a seed, God can bring healing to you. But the healing is for your life here on earth. God can bring prosperity to you, open financial doors, give you certain favor, but it's just for your life here on earth. But you see, are you just gathering for the moment? Come on, are you listening to me? Are you just gathering for the moment? What about what will last? Do you know that eternity is longer than time? Eternity is longer than all your life on this earth. In fact, if everybody's years on this earth, they put them together, your age, my age, everybody's age over here, it will not amount to eternity. Eternity is very long. So if you are going to get a miracle, a blessing, shouldn't it rather be something that you are focused on, something that will last forever, than on just something that will last for a short time? God, favor me. God, give me marriage. Marriage will not go into eternity. The wife that you are praying for, that you are even sacrificing the work of God for, the boy that you are sacrificing the work of God for, it will just be for a short space of time. A short space of time. It will not go into eternity. What will go into eternity is the fruit of our soul winning. The fruit of our soul winning. So what are you investing your life in? If you start a business, God, give me a business. Yes, you start a business. It is just for whilst we are alive here. Whilst we are alive here. There are some people, they even start a business 5 years, they die. Some people, when they are finished building their house, they will never stay in the house and then they die. And then relatives and family members start fighting over that house. In fact, it means that the house wasn't even a blessing. There are some people that shouldn't even try building houses. Because at the end of the day, when they leave, it becomes a cause of people start killing people because of the property. So what is supposed to be a blessing has now become a curse, especially in Africa. Especially in Africa. Oh, yes. When we go outside there, a lot of the businesses are family businesses, and everybody is, and so the business is able to last 70 years, 100 years, 200 years, Africa, hey. Nobody should be a part of this business. He left it to me. He left it to only me. And then they start going to kill other members of the family just because of property which they did not build. Wickedness. Wickedness. And it's just for whilst we are alive here. Some of us, he was a politician. With all the money he was able to gather, he saw his car parked in front of his gate all night. In the morning, they were asking, why has daddy not come home? But daddy came home, but he could not enter home. He was dead behind his steering wheel. Dead behind his steering wheel. But none, the money that he had been able to gather could not save him. The side chase that he had could not save him. In fact, even his wife and his family that he had could not save him. What are you really building in this world? What are we really building? What are you building? What are you really investing in? I'll be ending very soon, but listen to me. Pastor, what are you really investing in? What are you investing in? Joe? So, Gombra? What are we investing in? When we go up and down, what really are we investing in? What are we investing in? Everything we see is to pass away. The Bible says the earth shall melt like wax. Meaning the stones that we see today, they will melt like wax. It becomes like liquid. We will not see them the way they are anymore. The heaven that we see, wow, the blue expanse of the heavens, night sky. He says that the Bible says, by the time will come, it will be rolled like a mat. They'll roll it away like this. What are we really gathering? What are we investing in? What is the value of our lives? What is the value of our lives? What are we really doing? Ask yourself. What are we really investing in? Things that will die. The Bible says the life of a man is like grass. I see a brabo, I say ra. Today is there, tomorrow is gone. If today is there, tomorrow is gone. Look how short. When you see grass today and it's gone tomorrow, you see how short the time it is. You see that is how our life is like. It's like a flower. There's no flower I've seen that has lasted for 1 week and it was there shining like that. Only the plastic ones. They are gone. You see, that's how our life is like. So what are you really investing in? If you would do something with your life, I think it is wisdom to do something that will be profitable for eternity. That is why I said that he that wins souls is wise. He that wins souls is wise. That's why, you see, there's nobody who is wiser than God. There's nobody who is wiser than God. There's no material that will teach us more wisdom than the word of God. And the word of God is the one that is telling us that join these chariots. Join these chariots. Join this chariot. Even in the department, be there. Build the department. Help the department to grow. Invite more people to be in the department. You are in a micro church. Help the micro church to grow. That is investing into eternity. It never take anything that has to do with soul winning for granted. Because we are investing into eternity. Today, sometimes you start a micro church and then you are running away. What are you running away from? Let us go for so many. Hey, busy. What are you running away from? You are running away from eternal blessings. You are running away from something that will have value forever and ever. What are you running away from? I'm not even talking about the earthly fiscal blessings today. No. Today, I just don't want to even talk about the blessings of soul winning. I don't want to. I want to talk about the value in eternity. Oh, Brian, Pastor Nemo there, my ministry. What are you running away from? What are we running away from? Come, let us go on a float and invite people to come to church. Oh, me, as for me, I'm busy. I have to go and see. What are you running away from? What is the value of your life? I'm busy. Somebody said busy means being under Satan's yoke. Anybody who is too busy for God is really busy indeed. You are too busy. You cannot take time off. If a funeral comes, you go and tell your boss, your madam, your whatever, that, it's a funeral, I have to go. I have to travel, I have to go and do this, I have to go and do that. Some even make more time to go for naming ceremonies, weddings.
than to do soul winning. What are you investing? Is it that kind of mods? Is a funeral jollof that doesn't have whiskey, it's not proper funeral jollof. And you eat that one, what happens? I don't want to say it in the microphone. It will go in one way, it will come out the other way. Everything will pass away. Oh, you are going to, that boss will favor you, the position, no? Position, never boy, are real. Position, never boy, are real. So, in all that you are doing in life, it is only the grace of God that can protect you. Why don't you go for that which will bring you grace? Which will bring you grace? Oh, I have to attend to my wife. I have to attend to my husband. The Bible says, do not put your trust in man. There are many people in this life whom the one that they said that is my wife is my husband, they have disappointed them big time. They have disappointed them big time. Oh, my whole life is about my children. Today I'm coming to everybody. You see, there are people, the children that they suffered for and labored for their whole life. When they grew up, they disappointed them. Some got, when they got 18 years, 20 years, 23 years, she fell in love with a certain boy from nowhere. Say, mommy, I don't know. Mommy, I'm leaving you. I love Kwame Atta. Disappointed. So imagine when she was a baby and she was pooping and the mom would take her and then the mom would have to and the mom would sell her cloth to take care of her and she grew up. Kwame Atta is coming to enjoy the benefits. If you are called Kwame Atta, I don't mean you, but maybe it could also be you. So what really are you investing your life in? There's no investment on this earth that can guarantee you. Listen, me even as a pastor, have you so into selling people and you think that, oh, one day you are going to reap, oh, master. There are some people you have sown into them. Then they say they are leaving and you are going to a certain big church somewhere. Human beings. So why don't you rather invest in soul winning? In soul winning, which will guarantee you something in heaven. The Bible says, gather your treasure in heaven, where thieves cannot break in, rats cannot get there, moths, animals cannot come in there and come and chew them, rats cannot come and chew your money. Invest in there. Join these chariots. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. That about my point over here. The letter Q, which number is that? J is 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I have 17 points over here. If I say I'll try to go through all right now, maybe we'll close tomorrow. Amen and amen. But I don't know whether somebody has understood something over here. That you have to join this chariot of soul winning. The first one point I've shared with you is personal one-on-one evangelism. One-on-one evangelism. Jesus taught it. Even Jesus himself did one-on-one evangelism. The Samaritan woman at the well. Everybody must do some amount of one-on-one evangelism. Everybody must do it. There are many people, the reason why they are not coming to God is because of us. We never reached out to them. I remember I spoke to somebody and the person decided to come to church. He said, today one customer catch them in the air, my bam. There are people who are just waiting for you to tell them one-on-one. Directly. Bring fear. In fact, when Philip decided to join that chariot, the man said that, what I am reading, I don't understand. I am looking for somebody to guide me. There are many people who are just looking for somebody to guide them. Many people in this life are seekers and searchers. Why did some leave the church? They are seeking and searching. And they need a teacher. And God wants to use you as that teacher to guide them into truth, to guide them into eternal life. May God use you. I said, may God use you. I said, may God use you. Because of you, souls will not be lost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Lift up your hands to the Lord. And I want you to just begin to talk to the Lord. That, Lord, help me to join this chariot. Help me to join this chariot. And use me in the arena of soul winning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Will you lift up your voice and talk to the Lord? Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord right now. Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. Yes, that investment of your life will be an investment in souls. An investment in souls. That indeed the vision of the church to increase in numbers is because one who increase in souls, it will be achieved and accomplished because of you. Through you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Lift up your voice. Talk to the Lord. Everybody talk to the Lord now. Lift up your voice. Mashallah bradosh. The Lord, I don't want to waste my investments. I don't want to waste the investment of my life. Use me. Oh, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Mashabalamando se predigash. Libalabalonde se predingonza dalavash. Mandalababa zokarabase televredish. Levorunde skatalabash. Mendelebekonda lababa. Libalababash. Mendelebelebelebelebe canto lobrados. Mandelebelebelebe shila balabalabas. Mandalabalabalaba. Lebrodoshia talabaya. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May God put his word in your mouth. May God give you the wisdom that brings souls to the Lord. May God give you the perseverance that will cause you to labor in the arena of soul winning. May God give you the tenacity to resist even those who don't want to accept the message and to pull them by force into the kingdom of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God use you to bring out the next Paul and the next apostle that will touch many in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you become the Ananias of this generation. I said, may you become the Ananias of this generation, the one that God is going to use to draw the next evangelist, the next pastor, the next prophet, the next apostle, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the spirit of evangelism come upon you now. Come on, everybody, rise on your feet and begin to pray the Lord. Let the spirit of evangelism and soul winning come upon me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice, just 1 minute of prayer. Let the spirit of evangelism, let the spirit of soul winning, let that anointing come upon me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May I become the one that can hear.
We hope that you've been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, visit our website www.ebenezeropronipa.com or call 0546-363957. God bless you.